And in Israel, who were responsible for worship, we'll see some of the different realities with that, that it is all of life, not just one central location. But a definition of worship: to adore, to pay divine honors to reverence with supreme respect and veneration. There is something sacred about being in the Lord's house together as we gather. Whether it be Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, other times that we gather together. But there must be something sacred about my life every moment of every day. As is talked about, to reverence with supreme respect and veneration, that should model my life. Whether I'm having fun, and it's okay to have fun, whether I'm eating or drinking or whatsoever I do. We get into Joshua 21 and we see the reality of the Levites and their role to the children of Israel. We've looked at a lot of the distribution of the land. We saw as we began our study in Joshua at the beginning of this year how they were going in to conquer the promised land that God had given them. God said, "It's yours." And the generation before them said, "There's no way we can do it." But God said, "I'm faithful, I'm powerful, and I can do it." But because of their doubt, they wandered. We saw as the children of Israel went in and had victory after victory, and yes, sometimes defeat when sin got in the way, and victory after victory, God gave them the land. We followed along as it came time for them to divide up the land into their different tribes. And we saw even near the end of a few weeks ago, near the end of the distribution, how there were seven tribes who they didn't take the land. And so Joshua said, "Go send you out three men from each of your tribes, survey out the land, we're going to divvy it up, and then it'll be divided out." We saw that it was divided out. We studied then a couple weeks ago about the cities of refuge, how God gave a justice system for them to follow, that there was safety, that there was a place that they could turn to, whether they were wrong or whether people viewed them wrong and the act of what they had accidentally taken a life wrong. There was justice in the land. Then as we come to Joshua 21, we see there's one more group of people that hadn't received any land. Now we know that the Levites were told that they wouldn't get a land, a certain section, that this is their inheritance, because their inheritance was God. They were the people of God, the leaders of, if you will, the religious aspects of the nation of Israel. Sadly, it became that, a religious aspect of the people of Israel. But God didn't want just some religious aspect. He wanted all of life. He wanted their life to be worshipful to Him. He wanted that relationship. In fact, we know He sent His Son Jesus Christ down to this earth so that we could have a personal what? Relationship with Him through Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And that we know that it is possible to be right with God because of all that Jesus Christ has done. As they went into this promised land, there were commands they were to keep. In fact, we could count them all out and look at 613 of them and realize they could not be perfect. The Levites were there to help teach some of this aspect. They were to lead the people in worship of whom? God, the one true God. Remember, as they came into the promised land, it was full of people who worshipped false gods. They had other gods they would worship. This group would worship that god and this god. And we were reading, Karen and I were reading on something last night actually about Hinduism and the 330 million gods that they believe in. And there are all sorts of false deities that are out there. But what we think about worship, it's the one true God. The Levites had this awesome, and it was an awesome role that they had, to help the people worship God. They were to lead in worship. Did you know God cares about how we worship? It does make a difference. Not just that we do whatever we want and come to God in our own way. Jesus reminded the woman at the well in John chapter 4 that they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I could say that I love my wife, and instead of giving her daisies, and she loves daisies, instead of giving her daisies, I could give her a whole bundle of thorns. But that wouldn't really show her love, would it? Now, I remember there was a guy in college, when it was time for him to get engaged, he did not buy a diamond ring because she did not want a diamond. I don't even remember what the stone was, but it kind of surprised me. But that was the stone she wanted for her ring. He showed her he loved her by giving the truth and knowing the truth. We worship God and show we love Him by worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, not just it makes me feel good. As we worship God, as we sing songs, and as we participate in the service, there should be joy. There should be feelings, if you will, of worship. But worship is not simply feelings. And the Levites were to help with the people understand that it's not just a feel-good thing that they were to do at the tabernacle and later at the temple. Though there was joy, and you see that throughout even David and in his life, and we see that later on, that man, there's joy when we worship God. There's that joy and that peace, and exciting things can happen. But it's not simply about making me feel good. If you come to church on Sunday mornings to feel good, you might not always leave feeling good. Because God's word sometimes convicts our hearts, and we don't feel so good until we deal with that and take care of it. And then God restores unto us the joy of His salvation. When we see the Levites, their role were leaders in worship. And in Joshua 21, we see that they were divided out cities. In fact, a total of 48 of them. That's a good amount of cities, if you will. But these cities that they were given to live in were scattered amongst the others and their tribes. In fact, we read that already in Joshua chapter 21, that they were scattered amongst these different tribes. Why? Why did God care? Why didn't God just put them in one little corner of the country and say, this is your land, these are your cities right here, and you stay over here and just hang out over there? Because worship touches every part of our life. We often refer to Sunday as the Lord's Day. In fact, even as we're working with our kids and we're teaching our kids, hey, let's not fight, because remember whose day this is. This is the Lord's Day. It has nothing to do about us. Everything to do about Him. But the Lord's Day isn't simply Sunday. Yes, we gather together publicly to worship on Sunday. Important aspect of that. But God owns every day. And He wants all of my life. All of me, as we just sang in that song, demands my soul, my life, my all. And as the Levites were scattered around the nation, it was one of those things was to remind the people, this is not just some rote thing that we do when we go to the tabernacle, but that we're here to model a life of worship every day. Before we get further into the Word, let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love. Lord, I pray that You would help us. Would You speak to us? Would You challenge us? God, we long to worship You. God, sometimes, I know my own heart. Sometimes we come because Sunday morning, that's the thing we do. But God, would You truly help us to worship You as we listen and respond to Your Word? Would You help us to worship You as we go down and enjoy the fellowship around the food, and as we have a service down in the gymnasium, would it be worshipful? God, as we leave and as we live the rest of today, would it be all about You and worshipful? And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where is this that they were when they were going to divide out the cities? We've talked about this already. We remembered that they took a rest. They were at Shiloh. Verse 1, then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan. We remember that that was their place where they gathered together and they worshipped. We know that that was the place where they gathered together and divvied out some of the last of that land. Here they're worshiping, and it's at this place of worship. But there were specific people now that they were dividing the land to. If you will, sometimes we call them ministers, pastors, whatever group. These are not pastors. This is Old Testament. But today I think we can draw some correlations from this. But as we look at this, all the land they had divvied out and divided before were to what maybe we would call lay people. They went and they served God in the occupation that God called them to. Aren't you thankful you're serving God in the occupation God has called you to? That doesn't mean it's any less than another occupation that someone else that God has called them to. If you're doing what God has called you to do, you are doing the best thing you could ever do in your life. And I can look back at that saying, even when I worked for McDonald's last year, that's what God had called me to do. That wasn't any less than being a pastor like I had been before in another ministry. That wasn't any less than missionaries who travel, and many of you know God closed the door for us. That didn't mean we were less. That's where God had called us for that time. And so sometimes when we look at our lives, like, well, man, I wish God had called me to do what they're doing. No, God has called you to the specific task He's got for you. And we saw all the priority of that because all of these people already had received their land to go live and do the things God had called them to do. But while all these people were going to live and do the things God called them to do, one of the important things they needed to do in their life was to worship. God had already ordained ministers to help the nation as they became established, but really even through this part of wandering and going through life, we see Moses and Aaron, how God used all of them so that the children of Israel would worship God in spirit and in truth. Now we see years later that many of the Pharisees and we see other religious people in the nation of Israel, many times it was just things, actions that they did because that's what they were supposed to do. Our worship of God must not simply be an action. Something we do because that's what I'm supposed to do. Or something that we do just because I'm simply in the habit of doing it. It must be from our heart. There was a reason God divided the land and then He put the Levites in the 48 cities scattered around. One of the roles of the Levites was, as we have already talked about, was worship. There were particular roles for worship. God demanded worship in His way. When Moses was on the top of the mount with God, as God was giving him the Ten Commandments, the children of Israel who had just left Egypt begged of Aaron to make them a what? A calf. So they could worship and praise it. Well, that calf had nothing to do with bringing them out of the nation of Egypt. But here, that's what they wanted to worship. So easily we as people get caught up in this and that and the other. In fact, we're aptly called and referred to as sheep. We get so distracted. Maybe you don't. I get so distracted in life. And look at that is a great idea. Well, wait a second. Man, that's pretty good. Even the Apostle Paul warns in the New Testament that we aren't blown about with every wind of doctrine. There are so many religious teachings around today. There's an important aspect of the local church. We can find good preaching on the internet. We can find good preaching on TV. We can find good preaching in other media sources. But oh, we must be so careful. There's a reason God put local churches in place where we are. You already know that because you're here today. And man, praise the Lord for that. And we're so excited for everybody who's part of Jeruel Baptist Church. This isn't my church. This is our church. And aren't you thankful to be part of it? As we worship God. But one of the roles of the Levites was to help in that worship, a particular role for worship. It was important to have authorized, qualified people. The Levites were qualified by God. They were authorized by God, called by God to do that role. And we see some of those particular roles that they had. Turn back to Numbers chapter 18, if you will. Numbers chapter 18. There were some particular roles that they played in worship. Numbers 18, beginning at verse 1. We know this is before they've conquered the land and before all of that, Moses is there. Verse 1, "And the Lord said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood." There was a specific people to be the priest. Now we're reminded that because of Jesus Christ, each of us have access to God. Aren't you thankful for that? That we can deal with our sin before God. We don't have to go sacrifice a lamb because Jesus was that lamb without spot or blemish that was sacrificed for our sin. But God is telling Aaron, hey, your family, the priesthood. Verse 2, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep the charge and the charge of all the tabernacle, only they shall not come nigh the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die. As we look at even the Levites, there were particular roles that different ones of them played. Some as the priest, others as overseeing some of the aspects of the tabernacle and carrying it as they wandered through the wilderness. And now here we saw them at Shiloh in Joshua 21 where we're going to set this up and this is going to be our point of worship for a while before it's all moved to Jerusalem. But there were different roles that each played in worship. And as we compare that and we think about our local church, there are different roles that each of us play in worship. Not play, the participating in. We have people who lead our singing. Praise God for that. And maybe you hear and say, man, I praise God, I am not that person. God gifts and calls people individually, severally, as we're reminded, Paul reminds us in the New Testament. We have our pianists. We have different other aspects. And we see that with the Levites. There were different roles that they played in worship and the important aspects of that. Some would oversee, if you will, the instruments of worship. These particular things, the altar and all of these other aspects of the tabernacle that they were to have part in. Others would help in other aspects of worship. Verse 4 of Numbers 18. And they shall be joined unto thee and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you. There are certain roles that each person had to play. Some helped to transport the tabernacle and its instruments of worship. Joshua 3, when they crossed over the Jordan, what was to go into the Jordan first? The Ark of the Covenant. Anybody could carry it? No, there were certain roles of people. And, by the way, not only were there certain roles of people, but there was a certain way they were to handle it. And it was God's way. And we see, really, throughout the nation of Israel, in future, when they put it on a cart and tried to catch it because it was bouncing and was going to fall, the person who touched it, what happened? They died because it wasn't done God's way. And we say, oh, that's good for the Old Testament, but we can worship God any way we want to. No, that's not true. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. We must know God. Again, as we sang earlier, when I survey the wondrous cross, it's about Him. I can't worship Him if I don't know Him. If I don't know the reality of who God is. In fact, we looked ahead to Judges and we saw that in that generation after Joshua and the people died, what happened to their children, that next generation? They turned away from God because they forgot the works of God. They couldn't worship God without knowing God and who He is. And that's why as we gather together, we open up God's Word. Because we must know Him for who He is, not for who we perceive Him to be. God is not in me. God is not just a figment of my imagination and I can imagine all these good things about Him. I must go back to the Word of God and say, this is who God is. We're reminded in 1 Corinthians 14:40 that we must do all things decently and in order. Why? Because God is an orderly God. And He expects that. He's made us in His own image. Here, the Levites had specific roles they were to play in worship. God wanted them scattered throughout the nation of Israel so that the Israelites could see that they were to worship. Yes, as they went to Shiloh to the tabernacle, and eventually as they went to Jerusalem to the temple, but that they were to have a life of worship modeled by these Levites who were to help in leading of this worship. They were to serve in the temple. The tabernacle at this point, but the place of unified worship. We aren't all together every day, are we? We have specific times that we schedule our services on a regular basis Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening. And we've got other opportunities throughout the week that some are involved in this or that. But we've got specific times that we say, let's come together and worship God. We'll do it His way. Now, again, we must do life His way on Monday as well. But again, we live our lives in the roles God has called us and live it full of worship. The Levites were to help with that, specific times as they would travel with them to their with their time of worship to the tabernacle or eventually to the temple. Seeing even Zacharias when he is told of the prophecy of his son that his wife would bear a son named John. And we see that there were specific times, but they lived their life amongst the children of Israel. And one of those roles was to help in worship. That we worship in everything that we do. They were to assist in all the great feasts and all of those other aspects of life. And where they were and the locations where they were. The Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, we'll turn there in a little bit. But we see that they were told to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Did that mean every Sabbath they got to go to the tabernacle? Think about how far away it was from where some of them lived. There's no way. Again, God has ordained local churches for today. There's an important aspect of a local. You can't travel to. So, I mean, we get to go to preaching conferences or whatnot at different places. We took our kids to summer camp, and there's this ladies retreat and man camp and other neat opportunities. We get to gather with other believers who know Christ as Savior and want to live for God. But we get to gather together right here in Munith every week to worship our God. And there's certain roles that we play with that and participate in my role as an individual. What role are you participating in? The Levites were, yes, to help in that, even honoring, remembering the Sabbath, even when they couldn't go to the tabernacle every week. But to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. Some of the things that they did, and we can look at this throughout the Old Testament. We don't have time to get into all these passages, but they would lead in the musical worship of God. God does care about music. And it was to be done good and excellent and well. In fact, we see many of the choirs or even orchestras that the Levites were part of and leading were organized. And they were prepared. And they went through and participated to the best of their ability. Not everybody was a singer. Not every one of the Levites were a singer. Not every one of the Levites were worshiping God in music. God called each of them to a different role. But even the nation of the children of Israel, not everybody did the same thing. And again, we see that in the New Testament. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12. We are part of the body. We each have a role. Some of us might be the finger. Some of us, the big toe. Without our big toes, it's a lot harder to balance. You say, well, man, I'm just a toe. Or I'm just... That doesn't mean you're just a... You are playing the part that God has called you to play. That's not less important than a pastor or a teacher or a music person who's playing the piano or leading the music. God has called you to worship in that realm. Are you faithful with it? The Levites were to help everybody be faithful in the role that God had called them to worship in that area of life. Some became composers of psalms and hymns of praise. We see that in different aspects. Man, God used them. Did that mean, man, others could look at them and say, man, I wish God would make me like that. God made each Levite, God made each individual in the nation of Israel to serve and fill a particular role. And that didn't mean someone else was less because they didn't have that one that was an out front role. Let's worship God in whatever role it is He's called us to fill. Make sure you're filling that, though. Again, we see that as a local church, those opportunities to corporately worship. But when we read through the bulletin, it's not just a filler of time because we need more time to fill up. It's an opportunity to worship throughout the week. Our potluck. Man, I thank God, but that's a time of worship. Right? I mean, we get to enjoy food. Who gave us taste buds? God did. Aren't you thankful? some things, sometimes you wish you didn't have taste buds, right? Kids, when your parents make you eat that broccoli and that other kind of stuff. But man, we think of that. Man, we can worship God as we go down to fellowship around the food. We can worship God as we gather around and we have a service around the tables. Yeah, it's a little different atmosphere, but it's a time we can worship God. We can worship God as we go through life tomorrow. As a pastor, I'm not called to live life with you, yet I'm called to live life among you. We all are to worship God. Me in the roles God has called me and you in the roles God has called you. But one of my roles is to help point you to what? Worship God in spirit and in truth. That we see the reality of that. And that's where the Levites, they were to live among the people. They had those cities divided out. To be part of this sacrificial system as the problem of sin was dealt with. Some of them. Specifically, as they were to sacrifice that animal, put it on the altar and offer it to God, burn certain parts of it. It was important for them to be scattered throughout the nation. Some serving in that centralized location, others in other areas. Turn to Exodus 20. We see the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. The Ten Commandments were given not just to live at a particular time or in one central location like Shiloh or Jerusalem. The Ten Commandments were given to live all of life. My whole soul, my life, my all. Exodus 20, verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Oh, we could do that without putting up all these little idols and other things. And yet, did the children of Israel end up putting up idols and these other? They sure did. They needed, the one centralized location for worship was important. The local church today is so important for our life. It is part of our life and needs to be part of our life. But it was also for every day that they weren't to have any other gods before them. Verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a what? Jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wouldn't what? Bow down. Well, you just bow down and don't mean it in your heart. They said, no. God said, don't bow down. Worship God. Not simply at the tabernacle, the centralized location, but in every aspect of life. They weren't even in Israel at that point. But they had been what? Taught how to worship God. And those one of those important aspects of churches is we gather together to study God's Word. The reading and studying of God's Word is worship. We don't have worship from 11 to 11:30 when we have singing and other parts of the service, and then there's the preaching of the Word. No, worship is from 11 till the service is over. We listen and respond to the Word of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego learned that, and then they learned in their life they could worship God and not bow down. We see here it goes on in verse 6, and showing mercy, talking about God, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Verse 7, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Would they generally take the name of the Lord their God in vain and worship, if you will, at the tabernacle? No, they were very cautious and careful. But it was as they were going through their life every day. And our life of worship must be very careful how we, what we do with the name of the Lord thy God. And there are so many ways that people take it in vain today. Simply even with the texting acronyms. OMG. It means something. That is one way of taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And oh, be careful. And I know texting lingo is, it's just, those are three letters. But they're three letters with a meaning. Even how we, some of the words we use, that we don't even necessarily mean them that way. But we just stop and look at God And some of the derivatives that people have made from that. Gosh and golly, man, you just look it up in the dictionary, in a secular dictionary, and it tells you what it is. Oh, that we're careful, not just on Sundays and as we gather in our central location, but as we go through life every day, how we live our life, how we vocalize, how we talk about God and His name even here. The Levites were just to help the children of Israel live these out where they were. So he said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work." So they're supposed to work 6 days and then travel all the way somehow through the night to Shiloh? They didn't have airplanes. No, there was, yes, one centralized location that they were to go to at a certain time to worship. But they had to live a life of worship where they were and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy too. And the Levites were, again, amongst them in their cities and their locations, teaching the people, hey, let's worship God through life as we go through life. Verse 10 said, "But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Then he goes on, "Honor thy father and thy mother," a natural part of life. And teens, I remember it is tough to honor our parents. Adults, sometimes it's tough to honor our parents, isn't it? Doesn't mean we always have to obey them. Part of worshiping God is that we honor our parents. Man, verse 13, that's an easy one. Thou shalt not kill. We already talked about cities of refuge a couple weeks ago and accidental deaths and other things. You know, we say, well, man, I would never do that. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house and all of his stuff. And going through all these different things. Jesus broke down and even talked about the heart behind it. But the Levites, what was their role? Why were they divided in certain areas? It was to help the people worship in daily living. Because as individuals, each of us is accountable to God for how I live my life. Each of us will someday stand before God. You for you, me for me. And I sure want to see you blessed by God. That God says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." My desire as a pastor, I am not a Levite. I'm thankful I'm not a Levite. But God has called me to be your pastor. My burden and passion is to see you live for God. Because I know the blessings that God brings as we live life. Yeah, I get excited when I see people come to church and worship. And it excites me when I see a full auditorium. But as much as I'm glad you're here, I don't want you to come for me. I often pray, even this morning, again, God, help me not to waste their time. Because this is all about Him. And so is tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. And I want God to bless your life as you worship Him through every day in every aspect of your life. The Levites were given as gifts to the children of Israel. They were particular gifts for worship. In fact, Numbers 18, if we turn back there real quick, we could see that they were given as gifts to the Lord. We looked and we saw some of the roles that they had. Numbers 18, verse number 6. "And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel to you. They are given as a gift for the Lord to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation." And yet everyone was to worship at some point at the tabernacle. And here there were certain ones that were a gift to serve in a certain way. Verse 7, "Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and ye shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death." Again, their particular role that each of them played in worship. The Levites were to lead in that worship. They were scattered about in 48 different cities throughout the tribes, some of those cities being the city of refuge, and the particular places that they were to help people worship, to teach people how to worship and how to live God's word. Deuteronomy 33, verses 8 through 11, we can look back and see that, again, as they were prophesied, they would be teachers to teach God's judgment and to teach His law, Deuteronomy says. 2 Chronicles 17, verses 8 and 9 go through the reality that later on in history, past this point in Joshua 21, the Levites were used to go about teaching God's judgments, God's law. The Levites had a specific role. There was a reason they weren't just in one location. And I'm thankful that God didn't simply put pastors in one location in the world, or one location in our country, or even one location in the state of Michigan that we have to, okay, how do we learn? We bring in special speakers at time and guest speakers. We just need that little shot in the arm, if you will, that God uses those guest speakers, evangelists, missionaries, as we prep for a missions conference this winter. Yes, to encourage us, to challenge us. But we don't have to go all these miles away to worship. We come right here to Jeruel and worship. We can be taught of God. The Levites, they were where they were to teach people how to worship, teach people how to live the Word of God in their life and the difference that it makes. Some of you have already started, some of you kids have already started school. Some of you are starting tomorrow. Some of you will be starting and doing different things, and life changes and transitions happen. And as you do that, your role as a student is to worship God even at school. Well, I can't worship God in my public school. Well, you sure can. You can even pray in your public school. You can even read your Bible. Not just because your pastor said so. The Constitution says you can. People might tell you otherwise, but you can do some of those things. And man, if you've got questions about some of those things, I'd be glad to sit down and say, so what can I do at school, Pastor Josh? Man, I'd love to share with you and see those different things and some of those things that we've been involved in as a church here already with Release Bible Time that the Kimballs are involved with and just other aspects. But God wants us to worship in every aspect of life. The Levites were there to teach the people how to do that. Yes, teaching them the Word of God. That's why we have Sunday school classes. It's not simply for our kids. It's for us as people. If you're a people, we have a Sunday school class for you. Because we all need to be taught the Word of God. And it's important for us in every aspect of life. And so we see the Levites were to teach the Word of God, the judgments and the law. Peter even says that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, the elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. The Levites were to teach the Word of God. They were to then teach also to apply the Word of God to life. How does this affect my life? Now, we know that we look at the New Testament, we see that the Pharisees put in so many different laws and commands that you had to keep. But we teach the Word of God and how to apply it. We'll teach biblical principles and say, this is how to apply it. Your life looks different than mine. And you have to apply God's life in your life and in your life situation. And I want you to worship God as you do that. It's not about me running people's life. I have no desire to run people's life. Man, I have a hard enough time teaching my 6 kids. But I sure want to help you as you worship God in every aspect of your life. That's my heart. I'm not a Levite, but God has called me to be your pastor to teach the Word of God and to teach you how to apply it. Because God's Word makes a difference, not just in our worship service, but in our life. The Levites were scattered around to show some of those things. And those cities, there were so many requirements. We could go so really so much and see the incredible, awesome responsibilities of the Levites in worship. I mean, it went down to what they were to wear at the tabernacle in worshiping. I mean, God cared about every aspect of worship, from the actions to the clothes to what was said and how it was done. We see later on people taking bribes, and I mean, just so many different. God cares about our worship. But our worship is much more than Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. God cares how you're going to worship Him this afternoon and evening after we leave here today. God cares how you're going to worship Him tomorrow as you go to school, tomorrow as you go to work. So let's worship God. Let's come to church with excitement when the church doors are open, because we get to worship God together and be encouraged and challenged to, well, be fruitful on Thursdays.